Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from one of our special guests.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You may be seated. I can't think of a better place that I'd rather be at, sincerely, than the Rock Church. I love this church. Jesus loves this church. And I know you love this church. To my friends, the Gilfillans, thank you for this wonderful opportunity, and thank you for the worldwide impact that you make all around this world to help people hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. To Rock Church, thank you guys for coming to church, and thank you for inviting people to church, and thank you for caring enough about this church to grow with it. When I think about the Rock Church, you know, I've known the Rock Church for the whole existence of our church, 23 years, but been part of the family for at least 19, maybe 20 years. We were about 500 members at that particular time when this tall man invited me to preach for the first time at Rock. I was so terrified. I literally was scared. He had me preach. I think he wasn't sure how I'd do, so he had me come and preach the graduation of the college. It wasn't even a regular service. It was a graduation. And I was so nervous. I was so nervous. And, you know, all these years later, I'm still nervous when I come here because I respect this house so much. And I didn't do a good job because after I preached, he said, do the altar call. And I did the altar call, and he came back up, and then he did the altar call after I did the altar call. And like 100 people got saved. The Bible students got saved. So I just love this house. I love Pastor Dan and Jessica and what they're doing. And I want to thank you so much for this opportunity. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our friends here today. Thank you for people where a church is welcome, whether you are unchurched, non-church, far from Jesus, don't know Jesus. Doesn't matter what you did last night. You can belong to this church. They don't challenge you to first get your beliefs right and become. They let you belong first, like Jesus hung around sinners, and it changed their belief system, and they became Christ followers. Thank you for this church that has impacted the world. Abundant Living would not be where it's at today if it wasn't for this church. And there are thousands of other churches out there and millions of believers that only when they go to heaven will realize the impact that Pastor Jim and Deborah, now a new generation, is making. I thank you, Lord, that when I first came here, I was overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed because they were doing bus ministry and busing people in, and I thought how awesome that was. And then they were feeding people, and they're still doing that, God. Hundreds and thousands of people were being fed, and I was overwhelmed by that. Then they'd give aggressive altar calls, and people get saved. But the thing, God, that moved me so dearly, and it's still here that I sensed it, is the Holy Spirit. And they've not compromised and they've not changed, oh God, to welcome your Spirit here today. So we welcome you again in Jesus' name. Amen. Good to see you guys here tonight. I just want to share a few thoughts with you today, and I'm just simply calling this God's health or God's healing train. All aboard, choo-choo, here we go. We're going to get on this thing together. Now, if you don't like the message, you can give me thumbs down. It won't hurt me. If you like the message, you can give me thumbs up. But Dr. Baron Gilfillan gave me a challenge, and he said, you know what, we're going to pray for the sick, and Dr. Bernard is going to be able to bring healing from a spiritual realm. I want you to bring more of the practicality of your testimony. And so it's hard to believe that 9 years ago, at the age of 47 years, 9 years and 3 months ago, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer, stage four. It had metastasized through my bones, and I was given a 50% chance to live 1 year. The longest living human being on the planet was 6 years. 9 years and 3 months have now come and gone. And in the last 7 months, I don't need to exaggerate, I don't need to fabricate it, it's God's testimony. In the last 7 years and 3 months, I've not seen a doctor, had a CAT scan, or had any medication in my body. But I'm going to share with you more so tomorrow what happened and what I ate and the process and the practicality. But today we're going to talk about in general senses how this happened. And I don't believe that there needs to be an either or when it comes to health and healing. I don't believe that it has to be faith and everything else. And you're either going to believe God and trust God by your faith, or you're going to do all the other stuff. I believe it doesn't have to be either or. I believe it could be both. And God could use both to bring about your testimony and to bring about your healing. So I want to just share a few opening scriptures with you. Very familiar if you know your Bible. If not, you could just simply listen or follow along. 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I wish," and I love this word, "above all things." The key word is all things. He says that you be in health. Where? In our physical bodies. Even as your soul prospers. So somehow my mind and my emotions is connected to my physical health, but we don't often see it that way. The next scripture I want to share with you is found in Isaiah 38, very familiar story. Hezekiah was sick to the point of death. The prophet Isaiah said to put your house in order and you're going to die. He repents, he seeks the Lord, he cries out. The word of the Lord comes back to him and said, God's going to heal you and give you 15 years. But verse 21 is there, and I don't think it's often preached about. It's found in verse 21 of Isaiah 38, and it goes like this. It says, Isaiah said to him to put a lump of figs as a poultice or as a cream on the boil, and you shall recover. That's what it says. Then it goes on in Matthew 2, and it says, the wise men opened their treasures and presented to Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, you know what those represent, and where there's so many types and shadows of what it represented for a king and his burial and his death. But it's interesting that two of the things that the wise men gave this young child were essential oils, frankincense and myrrh. Now, I could argue with you a little bit, and what gold was it literally gold, or there's another essential oil that's called gold, but I'll leave that alone. You look it up on your own. Then there's one more scripture that I want to read to you. It's found in Ezekiel. In Ezekiel 47, it is also a companion to Revelations 22. And Ezekiel says this, "Along the bank of the river on this side of that will grow all kinds of trees used for foods. Their leaves will not wither and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for medicine." I just want to draw a parallel today about faith and natural things. And what does that mean? Well, again, my story, and I'm not going to get into it because it's very familiar in this house, but again, there's a book that talks about it, and we'll get more into it maybe tomorrow. But for 2 years, I was on conventional treatment, which is basically chemo. And then I decided to throw away my chemo, and I'm not advocating that. I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version. So there's so much in between of wisdom and prayer and information and research. But I walked away from conventional treatment. This is my story. This is my journey. I am not telling you what to do. I am not an expert in this field, nor am I a consultant or a doctor. I am only bringing things for you to consider. So So for 2 years, I was on conventional treatment and did not get any better. I began to see the decline of what was taking place in me. Things that hurt me before, other things began to hurt me. And I decided to go all naturopathic. And to this day, I live that lifestyle. And so today I want to share with you a few thoughts that one of the greatest gifts you can give to Jesus' family and your church is a healthy you. It's one of the greatest gifts you can give to Jesus, the kingdom of God, your ministry, if your delegates here today. The greatest gift you could give to you is that you will be around in your 80s and 90s with your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, and you will not be bedridden, you will not be in a wheelchair, you will not need crutches, or you will not be on medication or prescription, surviving and existing for the last 5 or 10 years of your life. I don't believe that that's God's best. I think too many people, and I'm not here to say it's wrong, in our society advocate prescriptions. Everything has a diagnosis today. Everybody gets a handicap sticker. I want my handicap sticker. It's a joke. Anyways, just look at commercials on television. Every one of them, almost, or a lot of them, are talking about cancer and diagnosis and medication, and the first 10 seconds tells you what it does, and the last minute of it tells you all the side effects. We're going to heal you of this rash, but you're going to get a heart, possibly get a heart attack, you'll possibly get cancer, you'll possibly break out in hives, you'll probably be constipated for the rest of your life, but the rash will go away. How many of you are ready to sign up? I love doctors. Doctors are in my church. Doctors are here today. But when you study the medical industry, it's propagated by pharmaceuticals. And the textbooks they use are sponsored and written by pharmaceuticals. I'm not saying all doctors. Some doctors give you options. Some doctors will tell you that they're not the healer, that chemo, medicine, medication, prescriptions aren't healed. They'll pray with you. They'll give you alternatives. But it propagates fear. It propagates fear. And so the medical industry is dominated by this. If you don't do this, you're going to die, and you better do it quickly. And it gets into our spirits. And so I want us to have to navigate. I want to help us to navigate through these tough subjects that we deal with. Hosea says that we perish, as you know, for lack of knowledge. God wants us mobile and strong and agile and limber and capable and able. He doesn't want us limited and restricted and needy. He wants us to be fruitful and fulfilled and live purposeful lives. He doesn't want us to live with stiffness and aches and pains and suffering and hurts and meds and surgeries and prescriptions and braces. When I was 45 to 47, I ran 7 marathons in that 2-year period of time. And if you saw me, you would say, man, Diego's in shape. And I was. You say, Diego was fit. And I was. I qualified as a 45-year-old man to run Boston Marathon. And that's for the elite to do. So I was very, very fit. I had 5% body fat. Here is the confusion. Just because I look like I'm fit, just because I'm in shape, doesn't mean I'm healthy. And that's what's fooling a lot of people. They look like they're in shape, they look like they're fit, but they're not healthy. And I did not have a healthy lifestyle. So usually people are dealing with sickness because of their environment. People are dealing with sickness because of a bad diet. People are dealing with sickness because of a lifestyle. People are dealing with sickness because of too much stress in their life. And 5% of people are dealing with sickness because of genetics. But God always has an answer. God always has an answer. Here are a few thoughts when it comes to health and it comes to change in our lives. Sometimes people won't change until they have to. Sometimes people change. Sometimes people still want change. Sometimes people won't change until they have to. Then there's some people that change and then they regress the moment they start feeling better. They feel they could go back. There are all kinds of reasons why people are in the condition that they're in. But I want to challenge you that we've got to get rid of all the excuses that are in our lives and say this: well, it's just too hard for me. And that stuff doesn't taste good. And it costs a lot of money. How much is it going to cost you to be sick? And usually, if I could follow you around to your Starbucks, to your Krispy Kremes, you say, watch it, but boom! Your tortillas, your burritos, your tostadas, your fried chicken. Come on, I'm multicultural here today. You got money. The problem is that we never think it's going to happen to us. I thought it would never happen to me. And the nature of disease is sometimes it takes years before it'll ever manifest. And that's the deception. Look, I could walk up a flight of stairs. I went to my last doctor. They didn't find anything in me. Look at how I look. But the problem is that sometimes it takes a while before that thing will ever manifest. So I want to just talk a little bit about a few things. And the first thing I want to talk about is this: I'm tired of seeing people die before their time. Now, I don't have a problem because Paul says it's better to go to heaven. And so we all want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go to heaven before my time. And I'm tired of seeing people die before their time. I think we're tired of grieving over caskets of family members who have children and spouses that are left without their spouse. I'm tired of seeing people say that they are standing and believing God in faith and die. That might be a little bit too hard for you to swallow. But I've had a lot of conversations with my Heavenly Father about things like this. And I ask Him, why did you heal me? Why am I alive? When so many other people, from celebrities to friends to pastors to high influential leaders to politicians to musicians to celebrities and superstars, have had similar things and they're dead. Why? Is there something that I can do to help other people to understand it? So that's all I'm trying to do today when I talk through these things. So here we go. All aboard. Here we go. We're going to build the healing train now. How many of you ever been on a train before? Okay. We've been on a train before. Okay. So now I'm going to build the healing train that I believe God wants to take us all on when it comes to health. The first thing is the engine. How many of you know you can't go anywhere without an engine? The engine drives the train. So the first thing that's important to people gaining their health and their healing is their faith. It's the spiritual side of everything. So the engine of the train that drives, pulls, and pushes is our faith. And for most of us, we know that. Whether it is descriptive of our scripture reading, our scripture confession, our prayers, our fasting, our worship, our warfare of rebuking, resisting, and binding, whether it is our constant confession over our bodies of what we're believing God for, whether it is fighting our confessions and the negativity that comes out of our mouth, whether it is cast down in imaginations, all that deals with faith, and all of that deals with warfare. When I got diagnosed, God took me on a journey, and He said, I want the Word of God to be your medicine. You're required to go and take blood tests and CAT scans and required to take chemo and high blood pressure pill, and you will be very, very regimented on that, but I want you to be very regimented when it comes to your faith. Do not put that natural stuff and be more dedicated and religious and committed, and you won't skip nothing, but then you take days off when it comes to your faith. Because here's what I told God. My heart was this: I'm going to do everything that I know to do in the natural to receive my healing. But if, watch this, if I die before my time, I want to stand before you and ask you why you didn't heal me. See how quiet it got there? Because if you don't go there, now, for most people, they've not been diagnosed with a terminal disease, so that process has not happened. And again, if I die, I'm not asking Jesus why he didn't heal me. I'm celebrating that I'm in heaven, and I'm rejoicing over that. But that's the mentality you need to have, that you're going to do everything you know to do, because the devil's going to do everything in his power to take you out. He'll visit you in a dream. He'll visit you in a nightmare. You'll see yourself in a casket. He'll come into every aspect of your life and torment you. And you got to recognize that you're in a fight. And so you're going to fight with faith. And so I wrote 175 scriptures out. And in 3.5 years, I only missed 5 days. It took me 20 minutes to confess through those. And then it would take me another 20 minutes to pray over every aspect of my body. I pray over my eyes. I pray over my ears. I pray over my brain. I pray over my esophagus, my lips, my tongue, my gums. And I'd go through all that confession. Because faith was so important to me to do, and I knew that. There are two common traits to survivors and overcomers. Number one is the will to live, and number two is to do whatever it takes to live. And I think those are two strong characteristics that you and I need to have when it comes to us believing and trusting God. The second thing is the engine is faith. The second thing I want to put behind that engine is a car. And the first car is your food, your diet, and your drink. So now your faith, but faith without works is dead. Faith needs to have corresponding actions. The prophet said you're going to live 15 more years, but I want you to go get some figs. Figs. And I want you to put it on the boil. And that boil is going to vanish. So I want you to recognize food is massive in what we do. So you and I need to look at our diets of what we intake. Is it clean? And all, is it raw? Is it organic? We need to read labels. When you read labels and you can't pronunciate it, then you don't eat it. It's a rule of thumb. You eat healthy stuff. You eat seeds and salads, and you eat fruits and vegetables and nuts and beans in your diet. You have fish, you have meat, you have chickens, but all of this is this. It's wild. It's not farm-raised. Those are key words. It's free-ranged. It's caged-free, which basically means man has not touched it. Man has not modified it. Man has not put any kind of antibiotics in it. It's not been herbicides. It's not been pesticide. It's not been germicide. Because here's the truth. Whatever the animal eats, you eat. And you are what you eat. Now, I know that's hard to believe because we're people of faith. And everything is, we pray over is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. But how many people, I believe that. But how many people are taking medication? How many people are walking around stiff? So where's the faith? What are we truly believing God for? So I just want to tell you today that as we build the train, then it is, if we're going to eat fish and it's okay, then I want wild-caught fish, and that's all you can ask for when you go to the store, Sprouts, Whole Foods, or you go to a restaurant. Your meats, you want free-range meat. You want chickens that are free-range chicken. You want eggs that are cage-free. You want your dairies to be more raw-oriented. You want to eliminate as much as you can processed food, white flour, refined sugar, GMOs, breads, fried, all those kinds of things are things that you and I need to eliminate. Now, someone says, well, that's not going to taste good. You've got to realize that most of us are so toxified because we put sauces on everything. Put sauces on everything. So you need a sauce for something to taste good. So the way God created it is not good enough for us. Everything God created has a natural taste to us. But because we salt everything and sugar everything and sauce everything. So once you become detoxified, you put a cucumber in and boom, there's a party in your mouth. You put a tomato, boom, there's a party in your mouth. You put an avocado, boom, there's a party in your mouth. You have a nut, boom, there's a party in your mouth. So I've been with so many people and they look at me like I'm like, oh, I feel sorry for you and what you're eating. No, don't feel sorry for me. Guess what? I regularly poop. And I got good looking poop. It's usually a sign that you're not healthy. Now I'm not advocating, because don't ask me to come and look at your poop. But a sign of you're not healthy is your poop indicates it. Your pee will indicate it. Your gas, how you smell. Because you're toxic. So when you go to the bathroom, that's not healthy. And when we gotta buy some Lysol and light matches and burn it, boy, you toxic, man. That's radiation living in you. And you fart, excuse me, I gotta go take a shower now, exchange some money. That, something's wrong with your bowels. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And your pee will indicate that. Too much, it'll be clear. That means too much, you know, you're way hydrated. It's got to be like a soft lemonade color. Way too yellow is you're dehydrated kind of thing. And so those, your tongue will reveal your health. That's why the doctor wants to look at your tongue right away to see that it's nice and red and saliva is there and things like that will reveal it. So all of that talks about your diet. So you have to be able to eat healthy. Number two is the drinking aspect. The drinking aspect. Most of our water, again, is going to have chlorine. It's going to have fluoride. It's going to have chemicals. It's going to have residue. And so we've got to purify our waters by just getting a really, and I'm not here advocating or selling anything, but you just got to get a good filtering system, a carbon filtering system, and just look at the filter you buy, and does it eliminate chlorine and bacteria and fluoride? Then that's what you want to do. You want to do things like that. I know it's tough for us, but a good thing to include is juicing, and I have juicers, and I drink juices every single day. You just go to the market, you go to the organic section, and you say, where do I start? Just buy anything that's organic that's a vegetable. You want to do beets, you want to do carrots, I'm not here to advocate anything. Celery, you want to do cucumber, you want to do kale, you want to do cilantro and parsley is great for your liver and your kidneys to detoxify. Building your immune system is what you want to try. See, because here's what you need to know. Sickness of some form or cancerous cells goes through every human being. Every one of us. But your immune system is so strong, it attacks it and kills it and eliminates it. So my immune system was run down so low that when the cancerous virus, cell, bacteria, whatever you want to call it, my immune system did not destroy it. It welcomed it in and it grew to become a lesion, a tumor, or whatever it finally manifested at. So you have to build your immune system up. And one of the greatest things is just go buy a juicer and juice every day. If you're going to do dairy, try to do as raw dairy as possible. You go to, if you live locally, you could go to Sprouts. Loma Linda is natural haven. Some of the longest living people on this earth live here in Loma Linda. They're Seventh-day Adventists. And they have a pristine diet within them. So all this stuff is really available to us. It's raw, it's organic. So food is really huge. What we drink is really huge. We really have to watch our soda intakes. We have to watch all these juices we drink that have sugars in it and Gatorades. And again, you're gonna cuss me out, but your coffee with your caffeine, you have to look at. GMOs, all this stuff that's on the shelf is there because it has shelf life. They have to put a preservative in there to keep it there.
And so if every one of our diets is consisting of McDonald's and KFC and Burger King, food is your fuel. Okay, food is your fuel. I could see I'm getting a lot of this right now. I'm just filling it. So food is your fuel. Okay, so I don't know. How many of you have nice cars, decent cars, halfway good cars? I'm trying to help you today. Okay, so let me ask you something. Do your car, if you're not electric, does your cars run off of gasoline? Okay, so do you go and you look for the cheapest gas station you can find? Okay, Acme gas that has octane 76, came from Tijuana. They brought it over here. Juan brought it in the back of his pickup truck. And he's standing on the side of the road and he says, gasolina for anybody. And so you say, man, 76% octane for $1.20, fill up my Mercedes. How many of you would do that? Tell me, I know you're not an automotive expert, but tell me what's going to happen to your $50,000 car if you continue to put 76% octane in that car. I don't care how bad that engine is. I don't care how good that carburetor is. I don't care how great that fuel system is. What's going to happen? And that's what happens when you put bad fuel, food, and drink in you. And our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God wants to use it to preach the gospel, to lay hands on the sick, to pray for people, to travel, to do the work of ministry. But if we keep putting bad fuel in it, it's going to start... Look at somebody and say, I think he is talking about you. Freight car next. 3. Rest and sleep. Rest and sleep. All these things are very, very important for us to look at as we're building our health. I don't think that, if you want to put one in front of the other is more important, then I'll put faith. But all these other things are very, very important. It's not one thing that heals somebody. And that's the thing when you're diagnosed. Okay, I heard that if I eat this apricot seed, did you hear about this miracle cure in Cuba? Did you hear about this? Not one thing heals anybody other than faith. Now, we know that to be true. If you look at Jesus' ministry, you study them, whether the lepers are mentioned more than once or the blind men are mentioned more than once. So it could be debatable. Jesus did thousands of miracles. The Bible says multitudes were healed, towns were healed, innumerable people. But the Bible gives us cases where it has details of these particular healings. Now, it could be anywhere between 24 or 31 of them. But here's what you need to know about them. 3/4 of them required something of the individual, where only 22% of them were sovereignly. Didn't require nothing. God just chose to heal that person. Peter's mother-in-law just wanted to heal her. Malchus's ear just wanted to heal. So most people are banking on the sovereignty that I don't have nothing to do with it. God's just going to heal me. I'm going to choose to go the other way. I believe in that. I believe in instant miracles, and I always will pray for instant miracles. But I also believe that healing could be a recovery, and healing could be a process, and God is going to require something of us. So we went back to the spiritual side. When I took an inventory of my faith, I looked at, was there any unconfessed sins in my life? I went to Cindy and I said, are we up to date with our tithing? She said, no, Diego, during this period of time, I haven't been in. I said, I need you to sit down, baby, when you get a chance. And I want to make sure. I'm only sharing my testimony. I want us to bring us up to date because I don't want anything. Remember, I'm going to stand before God and ask him why. I don't want anything to block my healing. So I am taking an inventory of all aspects of my life. Is there any unconfessed sin? Is there any sin in my life? Am I paying my tithes? I know some people say, well, I'm just trusting and believing God. But you got to do everything that you're supposed to do. So we get into the rest and the sleep portion, which rejuvenates, rebuilds the cells and the immune system that's within our bodies. And this is a freight car. So when we sleep, we want to make sure that we're sleeping in a quiet place. We want to make sure that we're sleeping in a dark place. We want to make sure that we're sleeping in a cool place. As much as you can, the temperature allows you to be comfortable, and you want to sleep away from your cell phone. If you're hearing ding ding all night, ding 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 ding. Rest, tell somebody rest. That means you got to go to bed at a reasonable hour. That means you have to listen to your body. Now, everybody's different, so I can't tell you now how much water to drink. I don't know. Everybody's body is a little different. Look at your urine. Your urine will tell you if you're drinking amount of water. I can't tell you how many hours to sleep. There are some people that can do it at short periods of time. But for most, they need 6 to 9 hours of sleep to rejuvenate themselves. But sleep and rest is massive. Again, what are one of the reasons why here in Loma Linda near us, that Seventh-day Adventists live so long? It's because they honor the day of rest called the Sabbath, which means they try to do little to nothing. Now, that may come from a spiritual rest, but it also is a natural rest. And our bodies need to learn how to do little to nothing. But in a busy, responsible, going and coming and scheduled everything, it's hard to do that. But you've got to. And let me say this, naps are really good. To rejuvenate your body. Now, I set some people free right there by telling you naps are good. But you have to be able to rest and you have to be able to sleep well. The next part is exercise and movement. I heard a bad O at that one, but exercise and movement is, let me say this, you gotta move. I don't know what exercise you like, but find one. If you want to swim, swim. If you want to hike, you want to hike. You want to ride a bike, you want to ride a bike. You want to run, you want to run. You want to just bounce and do jumping jacks, then bounce and do jumping jacks. You need to clear out your lymphatic system. Your liver it wants to eliminate the toxins. It goes into your lymphatic system, which now wants to be peed out and pooped out of you, but also wants to be sweated out of you. We, as human beings, God created us to sweat and to perspire. We don't like to sweat. That's why we put antiperspirants on. That's why we put lotions on. That's why we put creams on. You were meant to sweat. That's how your body releases toxins. You gotta sweat. And so one of the number one ways to get your heart moving and get your muscles moving, again, it will help you to sleep good at night, is to learn how to exercise so your body can rest, is to create movement in your life. Now, again, if that means that you don't take elevators and you walk upstairs, you know that. If that means you got to park across the way and just walk just to get that little exercise, that's what you do. When I travel, I do not take escalators. I do not take elevators. I walk because I've been on that plane for so long. I want to create movement for me. So I want you to recognize that exercise is a big part of our health. Whatever way that you choose to want to do, whether it's weights or whatever you need to do, especially as you get older, because most people are going to get injured as they get older when they fall. So you want to make sure your arms and your shoulders stay really strong so that when you trip, you can brace yourself. If not, then you'll break a bone, and that's usually leading to deterioration when you get older. So you want to make sure that you keep yourself as physically fit as possible by exercising. Here's another freight card. And this is one is overlooked. And I think this deals with, beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Is freight card next is mental and emotional health. Mental and emotional health. Stanford Research says this. This is Stanford Research. They said that almost 75% of sicknesses and diseases could be attributed to negative emotions. It started with a negative emotion. outside of being born that way or outside of an accident happening that caused you to have something wrong with you. 75% originates in our emotions. And so you and I, to build health in our body, we have to remove all negativity, whether that is unforgiveness and jealousy and anger and fighting and self-esteem issues and insecurity and fear and pride and sorrow and shame and worry and anxiety and rejection and disappointment. All these things that we internalize, all these things that we continue to relive in our lives, all these things that we rehash and remember in our lives, they depress our immune system and they've got to be released within our lives. There's somebody very important to me. He's part of my family, but he causes so much negative and emotion in me. God, help me. And I said, Lord, help me to do this, because everything that this person does puts me in an emotional spiral, and that's not good for me and my health, God, because I internalize it and I hold on to it, even though I'm a Christian who walks in love and forgiveness. But because this person is so close to me, then God said, fire them. So I fired them. So now I don't expect nothing from them, and I got free. I can't tell you who it is because that's too personal. But someone very close to me, I fired them. So if it's like a brother, I fire you as a brother. If it's a sister, I fire you as a sister. If it's my dad, I fire you as my dad. If it's my mother, I fire you as my... So now I don't expect anything from you. So when you disappoint me and you don't call me and you talk about me and you're negative around me, remove all negative emotion. Remove all negative environments. Remove all negative people, especially if you're fighting them. Why sit there and listen to and watch a drama where people die? Why listen to sad songs? I would not surround myself in that environment. If I was in front of someone, I'd just get up and I'd walk out. Because I'm believing and trusting God. I don't need no negativity around me. I don't need to hear no sad story about someone else dying of this disease. I went to a park, saw a member. They felt the need to tell me that their brother 5 years ago got diagnosed with kidney cancer, stage 4, and is dead. And I thought to myself, how encouraging is that? Thank you for telling me that. That's a blessing for me to hear that. But you've got to protect yourself. And you got to protect yourself from all negative environments, from negative people, from anything that's bringing negativity within you. We're almost done. How are we doing? How are we doing? How are we doing? Freight car. Next, identify all the toxins that are in your life. Eliminate toxins from food, pollution, EMF, Wi-Fi, makeup, lotions, cleaning supplies. Cleaning products are some of the worst. X-rays, mammograms, cooking, microwaves, soap, toothpaste, mold. All these things can affect us. Now you say, well, how the heck am I supposed to live on this planet? There's alternatives. You just have to be mindful of it. You just have to be mindful. So when I travel, I don't go through the metal detector. I ask them just to hand search me, because I don't want that. When I use this cell phone, I do not put it in my sleeve. Some of the ladies are, this is what they do, put it right there in their breasts. Guys put it right here in their loin. Now this may be a small amount, but it's producing something. Microwave is producing something. You just have to be mindful of, and my phone has a little GIA thing that limits the amount of electric magnetic impulse that's coming from it. But these are all the cooking utensils that you use. I use iron pans to cook with. So my shower head, I have a filter in my shower head to deal with everything that I can do. I go out in the sun, I put coconut cream. I don't put lotions on me. Makeup products, you have to choose stuff that doesn't have chemicals in it. I don't use underarm deodorant. Now, before you get upset with me, because it's going to stop me from sweating, so I use essential oil. So I go and get essential oil, and I'll get lavender, I'll get rosemary, whatever I feel like smelling like that day. If I feel like being masculine, I'll get cedar wood, and I'll put some real cedar wood, so I'm a lumberjack that day. Or you get just good products, like Tom's produces a good product. Dr. Bronner's soap. Dr. Bronner's soap is amazing. You can clean pans. You can wash your car. You can clean your hair. Dr. Bronner's soap. You can do amazing things with Dr. Bronner's soap. Brushing your teeth. All I use is coconut oil. I use baking soda, and I put an essential oil in there, and I brush my teeth with it. So there's alternatives to everything. You can exist. Again, it may not be one thing, but it's the culmination of everything that we have to look at. We live in a very toxic world, and that's why getting toxins out of our bodies is really, really so essential. And one of the most important toxins to get out of our bodies is stress. The cares, the traffic, the marriage problems, the financial problems, the bills in our life, the trauma, all the affairs, the infidelity, anything that's causing a loss in your life produces stress. Now, you get away with it for a moment, but long-term stress will break down your immune system. So I'm gonna do a stress reliever right now. How many of you are ready for a stress reliever? It's free of charge. I usually charge for this, but I'm gonna give it to you for free. Here we go. I want you to take the deepest breath you can and hold it. Ready? One, two, three. There went a bunch of toxins out of you. See, you are stuffed with a bunch of stuff right now. You can do that every day. Open up your diaphragm, release the toxins just with heavy breathing. We'll leave it at that, but just heavy breathing. My pastor is here, so I just got to say heavy breathing and move on now. But if it was in my church, I'd say something totally different. Next thing you got to do is you got to detoxify. You got to detoxify yourself. Detoxify yourself with fasting and cleansing. Detoxify yourself. Is that right, next? Yeah, fasting and cleansing. So have a regular detoxify every 3-6 months. This is what, you know what the Bible says? He calls it fasting. How many of you ever heard of the word fasting in your Bible? God knew what he was doing. He said, listen, see, you think of it as only as a spiritual weapon. It is. It's a natural weapon also. God says this, your organs are working 24/7 because you feed it all the time. I want you to fast so it can rest. He wants to rest, and he wants to get toxins out of you. So you could do intermediate fast and just say, you know what, at 6 o'clock at night, I'm not going to eat, and I'm going to go all the way to 6 or 9 o'clock. That's a beautiful fast right now. Your body will love you. So he's not breaking down food now. He goes into repair mode rather than breaking down food mode. So I'm not here to tell you, you could buy all kinds of products. You could just do green juice. You just juice greens and drink that for 3 to 7 days. Fast should be around 3 to 7 days. But if you want to do smaller ones, you could do that. Fasting could be just be water and lemon. That's all you need to do to I'm not here to sell anything, but that's how simple toxification is. Next one is, and I'm done, almost done, resources and supplements. These are things that are huge to help your healing process. Most people are deficient in vitamin D. They put hats on, they put all this lotion on, and they need sunlight. They need to go out, they need to garden, they need to move, they need to walk, and they need to get sunlight within them. 15 minutes is great. If you could do an hour, great. Put coconut cream on, you won't burn. So sunlight. Do an infrared sauna. It goes down deep in the organs and helps you detoxify. Go to a massage therapy or someone you know and ask them for a lymphatic massage. Huge. Go to any store. It has to be refrigerated. Take a probiotic. Most germs, virus, and sicknesses starts with your gut because people have a lot of issues with their gut. And so you got to clean out your gut. And one of the one amazing ways is to eat a good have a good probiotic. Essential oils, we talked about. Minerals, most people are deficient in potassium and magnesium. Vitamins will do you no good if your mineral levels are not up. It's just a waste of money. So you have to make sure minerals or potassium and magnesium are up, and then vitamins are okay. And herbs are really great. My favorites are organic and parsley and cilantro and garlic and turmeric and rosemary and lavender. And here is my final point, and I'm done, and you have get a thumbs up from me because you listen to me. The Bible says a merry heart doeth good like medicine. Out of everything that I did, I just told you everything I did, I did all that, and I did it religiously, and I did not miss. Tomorrow, I'll break it down even more. But here's what I did. I went and bought every Laurel and Hardy movie that I could find. I went and bought every Abbott and Costello movie I could find. I went and found every Jerry Lewis movie that I could find. I went and found every Inspector Clouseau Pink Panther movie that I could find. And I even religiously watched Pastor Jim Copray's Nacho Libre 100 times, which is Dr. Baron Gilfillan right there. That's Dr. Baron Gilfillan right there. Doesn't he look like him? And I laughed, and I laughed, and I laughed, because that's what the Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. Start laughing more. Let's lift our hands toward heaven. Father, I just pray, Lord, that you ultimately are the healer. And whatever people could grasp today, whatever they could apply, I just pray, God, that you would give them the wisdom, give them the determination, and help them, God. There's some area of our life that can be adjusted. There's something we can begin to do better for you, for our ministries, for our churches. We can't be, especially as ministers, stay up till 10, 11 o'clock eating and entertaining and eating all this food, God. Father, help us to gain, as we travel on airplanes, God, that's naturally, It naturally, God, is not healthy to do, so we got to keep ourselves lubricated and hydrated, oh God. Help us to learn when we travel what to take with us on airplanes and how we can learn how to eat properly. I just speak long life. That's the word I want to say. I speak long life and health over every person in this room. I break every generational curse off of you, where you've had family members die of breast cancer or other germs, diseases, bacterias, and viruses before their time, in their 40s, in their 50s, and in their 60s. And I pray that this wisdom, they didn't have it, but now you have it. And I pray, oh God, that you would now allow us, through faith and through natural remedies, God, live a long life in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.